Blog Talk Radio. I'm still learning how to work this laptop. Hopefully, I'll be able to come in when they come in. But as of right now, only comment I see is Minister Margo. Thank you for joining in, Minister Margo. Blog Talk is, let me take the Blog Talk is tuned in with us. So at this time, I'm just go on and welcome Blog Talk on board. We're just going to do what God has told us to do. If you're listening in on Blog Talk, please mute your phone so that everybody can hear what's being said. And I just want to say, get your paper, pencils, pads, notebooks, and Bibles. Most importantly, your Bible to just, if you want to look up a scripture and type it in so that we can talk about it, I'll try to find it in a timely manner. Other than that, if you just want to type something in from the scripture that you found that's going to talk about family, how we're thankful for family and friends. We have some family members that consider as God's sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, aunties, uncles, grandparents. However, if you consider them as part of your family, they are family. I'm so happy with what God is doing. So let's go into prayer. Father God, we come to you right now, God, before you, with an open heart, asking you, God, to forgive us of every sin that we have done, every sin we have done with omission, commission, sins we are not aware of, sins we are not even for sure. But God, if it's sin and it's not favorable in your sight, God, we ask you to forgive us. Come into our lives and be our Lord and Savior. God, we ask you to just help us overcome from ourselves. Just ask us to get over ourselves, God. Let us decrease that you may increase, that we may serve you with every ability that we have, every ability that you've given us. God, we just ask you to be God all day long in our life and our heart. God, teach us how to ask you to be God all day long in our life and our heart. God, cover our homes, cover our jobs, cover our family. God, cover our finances, cover our health. And God, if there's anyone sick among us or anyone sick among our family members, God, we ask you to lay hands on them, God. We ask you to heal them, oh Lord. We ask you to provide your Holy Spirit to go to them, provide a space in their heart that they will receive your Holy Spirit, God. We ask you right now to touch Lady Michelle and her family and her mom, God. We ask you to just touch my Aunt Bujak Wardeen, my Aunt Bay, God. Touch them right now, oh Lord. Touch my Uncle Foster, oh Lord. God, I want to just call out everyone's name because I don't want anybody to feel that I left them out. But if I didn't call out your name, blame it to my head, not my heart. God, I just ask you to cover my family around the world. God, I just ask you to cover my friends and their loved ones, God. Cover our households, cover our minds, cover our body, God, whatever is aiding us, God. We give it to you right now, oh Lord. Ask you to touch our bodies, God. Heal us. God, touch America. Heal America. God, with everything that's going on in this day and time, God, give them a solution and let America adhere to what you're saying, God. For God, you didn't make racism. That is a trick from the enemy. Oh, God, we just ask you to kill it, put the axe at the root. Take it out, oh, God. Let every man be seen as a man and let every woman be seen as a woman. God, let our children be raised up to teach. We teach them how to love, teach them how to obey, and teach them how to abide. Teach us how to teach them to love you, God, and give to them a want to love you, because we know this day and time, children are not readily and willingly to say that there is only one God, one Lord, and one Holy Spirit. God, we just ask you to touch them right now. And for those that don't agree and those that want to say something, God, tell them, put in their heart before they talk to me, tell them to talk to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you all, let's get started. Now, some may say first natural, then spiritual. stomach. I give thanks in the natural, and then I give thanks in the spirit. But you know what? When I wake up in the morning and start on my way, the first thing I pray that comes out of my mouth is, thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. Thank you for covering my household. Thank you for covering my family. Thank you for covering my loved ones in our sleep, waking us up with a fresh mind, a renewed mind, God, that we will keep our mind stayed on you. I just thank God for everything he have done. This week of Thanksgiving was a week I was looking forward to. It was a week that I really couldn't wait for to come to pass. Sometimes you would hear people say, ooh, I'll be glad when it's over with. I really wasn't glad when it was over with, because what I wanted to do was enjoy my family on Thanksgiving and then rest on Friday. And I thank God that it played in my favor, because the week before, the enemy, you know, the word says he's going back and forth to and fro, seeing who he may devour. And I thank God that God has been blessing my family to be kept this season. The enemy of our soul tried to wipe a nephew of mine out. He drives 18-wheelers and a small car, Nissan Versa. I think that's the name he said the car was. He's driving down Interstate 80 around 57. And of this little car ran into his passenger front wheel and broke some stuff on his truck where he was not able to steer. And I thank God that the people in the car did not get hurt like that, where they lost their life. I thank God for that. I thank God that my nephew didn't get hurt or nobody got hit or ran over with him driving an 18-wheeler. I didn't say an 8-wheeler or a regular SUV, 10-wheeler that's rolling. And even if he was just doing 60 miles an hour or 50 or 55, but we all know the strength and the power of an 18-wheeler when it's rolling. I thank God that the situation didn't come out the way it was supposed to. When I say the way it's supposed to, the way the enemy supposedly that it was going to come out, because prior to that, my nephew had been on my heart so much. I had been texting him. I think I even had talked to him, and I told him, I remember when you were younger and we always going to No Crown, Snow Crown. It's known now as False Counties of Living Water, but at the time it was No Cross, No Crown, and you were in a dance group that was, the leader was Dr. Serena Wright, where she was teaching the young kids how to praise dance. And they danced to this song, to take the chains off my feet so I could dance. I just want to praise you. And I remember he loved that song, and he would sing that song, and he would dance to, every time he would hear it, he would just be dancing around the house singing, loose the chains on my feet so I could dance. I may not have the words exactly, but I remember that song. And I told him, I was telling him, I remember when you used to dance to that. I said, God told me to tell you, take the chains off your feet so you could dance. I said, my nephew's name is Juan. I said, Juan, God said, praise him. Just praise him. Just praise him. Praise him. And he said, okay, A.T., okay. And he began to praise God. And I believe because God told me to tell him, and he received what God was saying, and he began to praise God, that God was able to hold up his word. Well, he said that he told my sister and my grandma, his grandma and my dad, that he would bless their children's children. And just because he was willing and obedient, he began to praise God and give him thanks, because he remembered dancing and loving to dance to that song. That accident could have went another way. But I thank God when God tells us to share information, we may not understand it, or we may not even want to do it. Let's be honest, because we don't know how people would take us. But if you do what God says, when he says to do it, you're going to be the instrument that he used to help save someone else's life, because you don't know what people are doing, or you don't know what people are involved in, and you don't know what the time people have. Sometimes they can't remember, or they don't remember to pray. So they may think, well, I'm okay, I'm all right. But you got to remember, when God gives you instructions to give to somebody, give it to them so that they can do what they need to do to get in God's presence. God said he reigned on the just as well as the unjust. It ain't for us to decide who God's going to bless. I'm going to pause so somebody can hear that. It ain't. I said ain't. It ain't for us to decide who God is going to bless and not bless. It's not for us to decide who God's going to give favor to and not give favor to. But it is for us to follow the instructions that God give us to give to someone. You know, we have people in our families that sometimes don't want to tell the truth. They don't want to tell the truth about situations. Everything is about to make them look good or to make them be the victim. You know, we got some victimers. I said victimers. They always want to be the victim. They want to tell the part, but they don't want to tell the whole part. You know, the word says, if you're going to eat the bread, eat the whole loaf. If you're going to eat the loaf, eat the whole loaf. Don't just tell what part favors you. Tell the whole story. And don't turn something upside down or around to make it sound like you was the one that everything and everybody was against, when there's another side to that story. There's another side to a coin. There's a head to a tail, a top and a bottom. There's another side to a bill, whether it's a dollar, five, 10, 22, or whatever. It's a front, it's a back. It's always another side. And I'm saying that to say this. If you don't have, you can't tell the truth, don't tell it. Because when you spread lies, that causes a family member or a friend or both not to see a person in a certain atmosphere. I don't use that word. Because when that person shows up, their atmosphere changes. When that person shows up, they're going to feel some kind of way. When that person shows up, they're not going to try to get to know them for themselves. They're going to try to get to know them because of what you said. And when you're talking to children about grown-up business, you got to remember, kids already think they're on your level, so they don't even know that it ain't even about them listening, sharing, repeating, or getting involved in. Now, when I saw my family on yesterday, which you said, Marco, my video is repeating, unclear. I don't know why either. I don't know why it's repeating. I hope, God, please straighten it out, God. We bind up everything and anything that's getting in the way of the ministry on tonight, God. We ask you right now, Lord, to just fix it. Fix it, God. I want to say I trust God. I'm going to text my son and see if he can come up here and help me with this video, because we need to know that in this season of Thanksgiving, we need to know if there's something we've done or have done or are doing, we need to, children, to say, help me to get before God in prayer. When I say help me to say to God, whatever I've done to discourage my family, Lord, I need your help to straighten this out. Because a lot of times we don't know what we said or what we did to hurt a family member or hurt someone. because most of, if it's a child, they either scared to speak up or they won't speak up. So all I'm saying is that we have to come together and get with our children and say, I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray with me. And we need to pray for you. We need to pray for each other because we are not in a place where we should be. Because the enemy is, like I said earlier, going back and forth, to and fro, seeing who he may devour. And he wants to distort this season of Thanksgiving. He wants to distort and destroy families. John 10 and 10 say, the enemy comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. And we have to know that as long as we're teaching our children what the word says, teaching our children what this says, the Bible says, the enemy is not happy. The enemy is not, how they say, receiving it because he don't want them to know what the word says. He don't want them to be in a position or a place to realize that God is the answer. When we're giving thanks, we need to say, God, I thank you for the ability. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for the want to make sure my family wants to hear about you, wants to know you in a private way. Because, see, sometimes when you talk to God, you talk about it to him about some private things. You talk to him about things that other people don't know about. We could say things of the past, or we could be honest and say some things we're going through right now. Sometimes we have to talk about, Lord, I'm not just still stuck in this place. God, why I don't even want to move from this place? Let's be honest. We got to be able to say, I thank you, God, for revealing to me that I don't even want to move out this place. I'm comfortable here. You know, some of us need to do that. We need to say, Lord, I'm in a place that I didn't grown accustomed to. We see everybody's do's and don'ts, wills and won'ts, if and not, but we don't see ours. You know, we have to come to a place of saying, God, thank you for revealing myself to me. God, I thank you for revealing myself to me. So I invited my son up. I texted him. He said he's on his way up to help me with the screen. So I hope it don't further the delay of the live broadcast on Facebook. But I'm going to keep talking even when he comes in to help out. But I'm saying this to say, when God shows you yourself, believe it. If you don't know anybody, you should know yourself. If God shows you you're a procrastinator, believe it. If God shows you you're phony and fake, believe it. Hey, son. Margo said the video is repeating itself, is unclear. This is saying that, so I'm asking him to just help out with a minute. So I did that a couple of times, but it hit. This is my mountain man, y'all. This is my mountain man. I thank God for this over here, right? I thank God for everything he's doing. I thank God for how he's teaching my son, even. I teach him how to love the Lord with his whole heart. How to, Margo, let me know if it's continually, see, it keeps saying it's low. What about this part over there, Dash? If it's continually, Margo, let me know if it's continually doing what it's doing. I'm just excited about how God is revealing me to me. See, a lot of times we don't want to see ourselves
I'm not sure.
But, okay, love, I'm seeing myself in the way that God is showing me myself. And I keep praying and asking him to do what he do and correct it in whatever way that he needs to correct it. Because one thing I do know is God is not a liar. He's not going to lie to me. And I have to understand that when he shows me, I need to get on my knees and pray and say, God, get that. Get that right there. Because I want to be saved, and I want to be saved for real. I don't want to be play. I don't want to play safe. I don't want to be saved on certain days of the week. I don't want to be saved sometime. I want to be saved all the time. I'm trying to look at my broadcast and see it's saying interruption. I don't know what's going on with Facebook Live, but I know one thing. The enemy don't want me to speak like this to whoever listening on this live broadcast or whoever listening on in the archive. But I'm just happy about what God is doing. I'm happy that God is opening up doors, opening up opportunities for me and my family. I thank God for everything, because this month has been an awesome month. I just had to put it out there. I thank God for doing what he's doing with my family, because a lot of times we know that some people say, well, I don't have family, or I lost a family member during this season. But if you know your family member was saved and they've gone to heaven, yes, we're upset that they're not with us, because we're human. But let's be grateful and thankful that they're with our Father in heaven, that we will get to see them again. Lovers, we do what we need to do here on this earth is get to see them. I'm being honest. I just wanted to talk about things that's been I'm thankful for. If you all are thankful, please type in what you thank for, who you thank for, because one thing I know is the enemy didn't want me to be here. He didn't want you to be here. He didn't want our family members to be here. He wanted us to be in a place of not being thankful. And if someone we do love and honor is in a situation, pray. Pray that God just bless them right now. You know, that God just do what only God can do. You take it to God in prayer. Don't be, you know, I should say this. God already knows what you want to say. He already knows what's in your heart. Just put it out there. Put it out there. Talk to him. Let him see that you can be honest with him, telling him how you feel. You know, I hate the broadcast keep interrupting and saying it's an interruption, but I'm going to do what I got to do, because one thing I do know, God is so good. God is so good. I have a great niece and nephew who's going to be 18 next month, and I'm asking God to bless them. Bless them beyond themselves. Bless them where they would understand that God is God and there's nothing they could do about it. I'm asking God to save them. I'm asking God to cover their life, their mother's life, their brother's life, their grandmother. I'm asking God to cover them, because this young man and his sister, they are twins. But I thank God for them, because one thing I do know is my niece, their mom, she know God. She know God firsthand. And I'm just trusting God. This is a month of Thanksgiving. We are going into the month of the birth of Christ that we celebrate. We are going into the month that the word became live. The word became, it was born, that's what we celebrate that month. I'm thanking God for, from leaving November, our Thanksgiving season, going into the season of why we give thanks. We thank God for him giving us his son. We know that John 3:16 said that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have an everlasting life. I thank God for his son. You know, this video is gonna be played, whether we look at it live now or be able to see in the archive. But the enemy is gonna try to stop it. But I thank God for all this week. I have been hearing a song my mom used to sing when we were children. She would sing, "Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me." I can't sing it because the song really, it really brings back memories of, good memories of watching my mom cooking in the kitchen, watching her minister to her, us as we listen to her, but watching her when she ministered to us individually and she ministered to us as a whole, watching the things that my mom did around the house, how she talked to us, how she taught us, how she made us read the Bible and understand that God is good, not sometime, but all the time, and that if we just depend on him, that he will always work things out, that he may not come when we want him, but whenever he comes, he's on time. My mom taught us that. She taught us how to live for Christ. She taught us that if we kept his word, hid in our heart that we may not sin against him, that when we called on God, we didn't have to say, I wonder if he's going to be too busy or do I have enough. She taught us that he owned a cattle on 1,000 hills. She taught us that no matter what, you can go to him. You know, you didn't have to just come to God when you were scared or you were hungry or you wanted something. She taught us to just go to God and just say, "Hello, Lord, it's me. I just stopped by to say I thank you. I just stopped by to say I love you. I just stopped by to say I adore you. God, I thank you for your son. I thank you for the situation we're in, even if the situation we don't think is a good situation. But, God, I thank you for where you have us." Because if we, some of us have to admit, if we had everything we wanted and everything we needed, we would never talk to God at all. We would never say thank you because we would feel like we're obligated. It's supposed to be ours. This should be ours. That's how we would look at it. I'm glad it's working fine on your phone, Minister Margot. When I sit back and look at when we were children, how we grew up, and I saw the things that our family was going through, no matter what, our family was there. It was something my great-nephew said to me last night, and I said to him, I said, "Baby, let me tell you something. Friends going to come and go, especially when they feel that they done already used you for what they needed you for. Friends going to come and go, but one thing you got to remember, no matter what, family's going to be there. You may not always like what I have to say. You may not always like the way I said it. But one thing you're going to find out is family is going to be there, especially your family that believes that God is our Father, especially your family that believe that the word of God is true. They're going to be there for you because God is not going to let you not care for someone." Now you may say,
Well, Lord, I don't want to say that. Lord, I don't. He's going to say, I didn't ask you what you wanted. You said yes. You said send me. Now, I said do it. I said go. Go do it now. So when we have to do that, regardless how you feel about somebody, you got to do what God has instructed you to do. And I was just telling them, I said, because you may be coming 18, but one thing you're going to find out is God has no respect to person. God don't care if you 8 minutes old or if you 80 years old. When he calls you, ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't put him on hold. You can't put him on pause. You can't say, I'll get back with you later. I'm telling you, I said, you need to get a relationship with God and keep a relationship with your family, because when it's all said and done, those are two things you can depend on, God and your family. You may not always want to hear what God has to say or your family, because just like your family will tell you no, God will tell you no too. You know, I have a sister, Apostle Elect. I don't care who you are to her. You ask her something, she'll say, let me pray. Let me pray about it. I love that in her because she has no big U's and no little I's. Or you want to say she has no big I's and little U's. I don't care if it's me, her son, or anyone else. If they say something to her, she's going to say, let me see what God says about that. I love that because that's teaching me and our family, that's teaching us how to be, how would you say, balanced. Because she ain't going to just say yes to you because you seem like you nice. She ain't going to just say yes to you because you seem like you her favorite. She going to say, let me see what God says. No, it ain't always about I'm going to ask her, could I borrow some money? Mm-mm. You could ask her if she come pick you up or she'll drop you off. She'll say, let me pray about it. Because, see, sometimes you have to understand no matter what you do, the enemy of your soul has always got a plan for you. So you should be grateful and thankful that you have someone that say, let me pray. Because God may say to her, drop them off, pick them up, but go this way. Go that way. Don't go at this time. Go a little earlier. Or don't go at this time. Go a little later. No, don't drop them off right now. Tell them to stay all night, spend a night, or you'll drop them off in a little bit of, come on, let's go right now. See, when you go into prayer, God is going to give you instruction. See, you should be thankful for that, that you have someone in your family that can hear from God because they have a prayer life. Now, a lot of times, people don't want to know what you're saying. Yeah, I said it like that. They don't want to know what you're saying because when you don't have a prayer life, you just move to be moving. Like, remember that, what's their name, Millie Vanilli? They was lip singing somebody else's music. You got that type of relationship with God. You just moving to move, but you didn't ask God one time, should I move now? Get a relationship with God. Minister Margo said, I'm thankful for family, health, and strength. Yes. See, a lot of times when you have your family and you all been raised up in church, the best part of it, he said, we are all members in the body of Christ. You take your hand. This a member. This a member. This a member. This a member. These are members. Even the hand is a member. The back of the hand, the front of the hand. It's a member. Your right side, your left side. It's a member because even though something's right here in the middle, you still have peripheral on either side. It's a member. It may sound silly or funny, but it's a member. You are a member. But there's many parts to this membership that's in the body of Christ. Are you willing to do what God told you to do at 8 a.m.? Are you willing to do what God told you to do at 8 p.m.? Are you willing to do what God told you to do yesterday, today, and tomorrow? You know, I had shared some with the apostle-elect that God had shared with me. And she said, well, first of all, ask God, is that a personal lesson or is he releasing you to share it? And I had to stop and think because I said, I better ask. And I asked. And to be found out, it was a personal lesson because God haven't released me to share it, not yet, if he will. We have to get a personal relationship with God and be thankful for the opportunity to get a personal relationship with him because we don't always know when God is going to release us to share something. Because before we share it with you, we must first have to get it ourselves. I'm going to clap on that for myself. You must first have to get it yourself. I told you earlier, when God shows you yourself, sometimes we pray, God, give me a discerning spirit. The most important person we need to discern is ourselves. Yes, you better discern what spirit you're operating under. And you better be thankful that God took the time out to tell you about yourself. Because, see, sometimes God will tell you, you need to go and redo it. You know, you redo your hair. You redo your nails. You redo the redo. Because you may not got it right the first time. Or you get tired of doing a redo. Don't get tired of doing a redo. It's like a necklace. If you when you hold it up from one end to the other, you have one end and the other end. One is a receiver and one has the latch to put on the receiving part that's going to hold it together. Then it becomes a circle. And in that circle, it's not easily, supposed to be easily broken. Like you talk about the three-strand braid. As long as you're braiding a braid and you braid it right and take it to the end, that braid is supposed to hold, like these braids in my hair. You take it to the end, it holds. But if you put twists in it, sometimes you have to put a rubber band or something on the end or gel or lock gel or whatever to hold it in place because if you don't, it'll twist its way loose. But when you get a real relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you get it, when you get to the end, it will hold together. I hope you understand what I was saying that way because, see, excuse me, I want to be like that with God. I want to make sure that I'm like my braid. I want my relationship with God to hold to the end. Put my scent gel on. Put my mousse in there. Put everything in there I need, Lord, even my oil up my scalp because I want to keep my relationship with you moisturized. Ah! Don't put no oil in and see how dry your hair gets. What's going to happen? It's going to start breaking. You're going to break over here and break off and do a little something over there and break over here and go far. I tell you, you better treat your relationship with God like you treat your hair. Keep it fixed. Keep it done. Keep it moisturized. Because ain't nothing like I'm having a day, what I say a bad hair day is because I got some braids in my hair. Because the hairstyle I wear, all I have to do is take my braids loose. I didn't want to be on Facebook Live with my braids and my hair the way I have to braid it. So I put a hat on and say, you all know when we put hats on, we say it's a bad hair day, which is not a bad hair day. It's a braided hair day. And all my braids ain't going in the same direction. But that's another story. But I just wanted to say on tonight, we're not going to just be thankful for our family. We're going to be thankful for God exposing ourselves to ourselves. Because some of us in this Thanksgiving season got under another spirit because she didn't say it right. He didn't do it right. They didn't give me what I wanted. Some of us fell out of Thanksgiving. Some of us fell out of the thanks and out of the giving. So we need to go back and say, God, I need a redo. Thank you for the opportunity of allowing me to get a redo, because I need to have some things done over. I need to be in a place of, God, I'm saying it's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in need of prayer. And I thank you, God, for revealing myself to me. I was so grateful, like I said, to see my family. I enjoyed them so much. We laughed, we talked. The kids was getting along with no arguing, no fighting, no wondering who said this, who said. No, they was getting along, laughing and talking. Apostle Elect came in and she blessed all the birthday children for her birthday. Now, her birthday is this Sunday. And I thank God for my sister being here to celebrate her birthday with us. I thank God that I was able to celebrate my birthday last month with us. Thank God my other sister, Minister Sheila, her birthday is in December. She's going to be able to celebrate her birthday with us. My sister Mary, my sister Minnie, her birthday was in October also. That's my older sister. She was able to celebrate her birthday. I thank God for what he's doing. Next month, my husband Stan and my son, they're going to be celebrating their birthday also. I'm just so grateful. You know, my niece T celebrated her birthday in October. My nephew Yak celebrated his birthday this month. My great-nephew Calvin celebrated his birthday. My great-nephew Krishan and his twin sister Krishana, they'll be celebrated next month. We're going to even celebrate the memory of our brother Billy, who's passed on to be with the Lord, birthday next month. I got other family members whose birthday has come and gone, but I'm just talking about around the month of Thanksgiving. We went from October to November to December. We celebrated our parents. In September, we celebrated my niece, LaVon, my nephew, Tawan. We celebrated them in August. August. We just have so many birthdays we celebrated. We celebrated Missionary Linda Handy in September. We celebrated so much. I'm just talking about the birthdays that's right there together from August to December. That's August, September, October, November, December. That's just five straight months of constant birthdays. That said, God, I thank you. I thank you for that season. So we got next month, which is a couple of days away. We're getting ready to go into the final month of the year 2021. So with this final month, we're ending November. We're saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So if we could do anything on Christmas Day, well, the gift we can give God is sincerity, integrity. We could give God all of that to say, God, I thank you for allowing me to see me, and I place myself again on the altar to make sure that I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm just going to throw my hands up and say, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. You know how the song said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. God, I thank you. And I'm just saying again, Lord, you are an awesome God. I thank you every day of my life, all day long, for my family. God, I thank you for my ministry. I thank you for the ministry of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. I thank you for all the ministers and the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, the apostles. I thank you for every minister, every missionary. I thank you for every person that's associated with, that's obligated themselves. I thank you for the songstress. I thank you for everybody that prayed. I thank you for participation. I thank you for the guest speakers. I thank you for everybody that came through Smile3E that has participated in this ministry, because this is not a ministry of just threw together. This is a ministry that's been called. This is a ministry that's been going on for double-digit years. Maybe some of you all just found out about it, heard about it. But one thing about it is a ministry Sunday mornings, Monday nights, and Friday. This is a ministry that God has put together. Some of you all just probably got put up on it, as they say, and some of you all have been following it from the beginning. But one thing I do know is God has put this ministry on the map. We are WWW, World Wide Web, Facebook Media, as well as Blog Talk Radio. We are all over. So all I'm going to say at this point is I thank you all for tuning in on tonight. I know a lot of you all probably was expecting Prophet Antoine Thomas, but like I said, he was had a prior engagement. I sub for him. We sub for each other when one can't make it. We just doing what God told us to do, because his will be done. Our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. So when God say do it, we have to do it. It ain't no, well, I had to do the, He even gave Abraham, he gave him a son. He made a way out of no way. He gave Isaac a ram in a bush. So when God gives everyone a way out, even David had a way out. When God gives you a way out, somebody to stand in your place, somebody to be there when you can't be there, his will be done. So you got to get out of yourself, leave the comfort zone, and be willing to do what God told you to do. All right? Thank you all for joining in on tonight. Blog Talk, give me a moment. I'm going to say our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So Blog Talk, if you have anything to say, please unmute your phones and speak now. So no one said anything from Blog Talk. What we're going to do on Facebook, we thank you all. Please tune in.
God, praise God, praise God. Awesome message, awesome sharing. I could just go on and on and on. Thank you for your transparency, and thank you for just being so honest with all of our listeners. And I can't wait to see what December brings and then what January 2022 brings. 2022. Keep doing what you're doing, sis. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk who would like to say something at this time? Is there anyone on Facebook who would like to type in anything at this time? Okay. Again, we thank you all for tuning in. You all for taking the time out, whether you're looking at this live. I'm sorry for all the interruptions and Facebook was showing, but it's okay. God's word is going to go out and do what it has to do. It will not come back void. A lot of times people want to listen only at you hooping and hollering. But, see, a lot of times when you have to tell on yourself, you have to just be point blank. God, when he exposed you to you, I don't have to persuade myself to listen to God, because I know that God is talking to me. I know that God is saying, redo some things over, because if I do what God told me to do, I don't have time to worry about what you said anybody else say, because God is God. I know what my mom taught me. I know what my family has shown me and taught me, that one thing we do know, God's word is true. Out of all the things I've done in my life, when I called on the name of Jesus, things changed. Things start happening. All right, so come back on Monday. Well, let me start this over. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. on Blog Talk. That number is 310-861-2354.
310-861-2354. Listen to the prompts. It'll tell you what to do to listen in on the program. That will be with Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser, Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Come back on Monday night. This Monday coming up is the fifth Monday of November, which is the last Monday of the month. Our speaker will be Minister Lawrence Seabury from Milwaukee. He will be on at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and he will be bringing forth the word for the youth. Youth don't always mean children. It's preteens, teens, and young adults. Please bring forth an effort and tune in to support this young man. Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio. That number is 310-861-2354. And next Friday will be the first Friday of December. I hope you all are ready, because I'm ready to see what God is going to do. And December, I will be your speaker for the first Friday of December, and we will be on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk. That number is 310-861-2354. I believe the first Friday in December, I'm going to probably do a communion service. So I would like for you all to tune in, share with your family and friends. We will be doing communion service the first Friday in December. I want to start my ministry month off with blessing the Lord and allowing the Lord to bless us, because we are ending this season on a high note where we're thankful that God has exposed us to us, and that he allowed us to be grateful and thankful with having our family. So no matter what happens, thank God. Thank God for the time that he has given us together, because God's word is powerful than any two-edged sword. God's word will comfort you, strengthen you, and bring you through if you allow it. Depend on God. I ask God to comfort all of us. Cover our hearts. God, give the people ears to hear what was being said on tonight. No, I'm not saying we're so strong nothing bother us. That's not what I'm saying. God allows us to be human, but God also allows us to come to him with everything, all hurt, all pain. We could come to him with everything. We could talk to God just like I'm talking on Facebook. I'm talking on Blog Talk. We can talk to God. Don't be scared to tell God your feelings, because who can comfort you? Nobody like the Lord. Who can heal you? Nobody like the Lord. Who can give you everything you want, bring you through, see you through, carry you through? Nobody like the Lord. Even when a baby gets upset, when you take something away from them, you don't give them, they scream and holler. But once they get their comfort in, that comfort spot, they are right. Allow the Lord to take you into his arms and comfort you. Take to him all the hurt, all the misunderstandings. Yes, sometimes we misunderstand things. But I'm so thankful that I have a God that listens. I don't care what they tell you, but God don't take no breaks, no vacations, and he don't go to sleep on you. He's always available. All you got to do is be available to him. If he don't answer you when you ask, be patient. Be patient and just listen. Wait and listen on the Lord. Oh, yeah, that's hard for us to do. I said us. Sometimes we don't want to listen. Sometimes we don't want to wait, because we want God to do it just like that. Only a microwave. Sometimes you put the wrong stuff in it, it blows up. Ah! I know you heard me. It'll blow up. Put some aluminum foil in there and see what happens. Don't bring no mess to God.
So thank you, Minister Margo, for tuning in tonight, and anyone else that's tuned in live on the archives or on replay on Facebook. I thank God for being able to say, it's me, oh Lord. So with that being said, just know that God has allowed us to expose ourselves. That's what I love about this ministry. No minister on this ministry team has been so above themselves, they don't tell it themselves. Because if you don't know God did it for us, how you won't know he'll do it for you. Ain't no big eyes, ain't no little U's. He did it for me, he'll do it for you. So, again, I've found that through Scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you. Good night.